12 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Madeline Hammond. It's 6 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios, and going up to a high of 10. In the news this afternoon, the suspect accused of plotting an attack on a Via Rail train spoke out against the criminal code yesterday. Jahib Esaye made a statement yesterday morning during his second court appearance, saying the code was not a holy book and that it could not be relied upon. Esaye is facing 5 terror charges, including conspiracy to commit murder. He, along with Raed Jasser, are both accused of plotting to derail a Via Rail train en route to New York from Toronto. They were arrested Monday after police received a tip from the Muslim community. The judge has ordered Asayer's detention for May 25th by video. Officials say that workers in a collapsed Bangladesh garment factory were told to ignore orders to evacuate after deep cracks were discovered in the building. 194 people were killed when the building collapsed on Wednesday, and hundreds more are still trapped. The cracks were reported on Tuesday, and local police ordered the suspension of all work in the building. According to one survivor, factory managers were told workers that the cracks were no cause for concern. The building housed several Western garment companies, including Canada's Joe Fresh. Garments account for 80% of Bangladesh's 24 billion exports. And for more local news, the Scarborough Bluffs rest along the city's waterfront. They are a natural formation of beautiful cliffs overlooking Lake Ontario. However, erosion threatened the cliffs and the properties nearby. As Scarborough Observer's Ali Raza reports, we take a look at what is being done to prevent further damage.
As waves from the lake keep slamming into the bluffs, there is a concern of damage and erosion. The Toronto and Region Conservation Authority has been working on the Meadowcliff Drive Erosion Control Project since 2011. The project is going to build protective structures along the Meadowcliff shoreline to prevent further erosion and damage. Senior Construction Supervisor Mark Preston explains why the TRCA is concerned.
Those major reasons to protect the properties. You know, at the very east end of Meadowcliff Drive, at number one Meadowcliff, that's an Ontario Heritage property. So if all those properties would be at risk, including Clean Ontario Heritage property.
Although they have a gorgeous view, residents are worried about their own houses. When erosion started to speed up in 2006, Meadowcliff residents hurried to get the TRCA to do something about it. Meadowcliff resident Susan Skinoka talks about why she became concerned.
You can see that stump. So we had that tree taken down this year simply because it's so close to the edge that as it was swaying, it was going to do damage to the cliff. And so we used to be able to drive our lawnmower around the other side of that tree. So we're talking probably a good 15 feet has gone since we moved here. So kind of a foot a year.
The project is expected to be completed by July and will provide the much-needed protection for Meadowcliff Drive. Ali Raza, Observer Radio News, Scarborough.
An Ontario judge has ruled for a woman to remove her niqab during a testimony for a sexual assault case in Toronto. Justice Norris Wiseman made its decision yesterday after applying a test set by the Supreme Court that deals with witnesses wearing the veil. The witness, who can only be identified as Aunt S, accused an uncle and cousin of molesting her as a child. She has been fighting since 2008 for the right to wear her niqab in court. When Wiseman ruled that the veil be removed during testimony, Wiseman argues that wearing the niqab would impair the defense's counsel's ability to assess her demeanor, as well as the judge's ability to assess her credibility. Turning now to sports, the Maple Leafs lost to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night in Florida. Martin St. Louis scored 3 goals on James Reimer in the final period, helping snap Tampa Bay's 6-game losing streak by 5-2. The Maple Leafs sit in the 5th place in the Eastern Conference, 1 point ahead of the New York Islanders. They play the Florida Tigers tonight. In baseball, the Jays beat the Orioles in Baltimore yesterday 6-5. At first they were down and out, but the Jays came back in the 11th inning, winning by a bases-load walk. Jays manager John Gibbons said it would have been a tough game for them had they lost. They are now 4-5 on the road and will be in the Bronx to take on the New York Yankees for a 4-game set. And in entertainment, get ready for another round of Dodgeball. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Ben Stiller's Red Hour Films has teamed up with Fox to start working on a sequel to the 2004 comedy Dodgeball, a true underdog story. Stiller has snagged director Clay Tarver to write the new film that will star Vince Vaughn. The original featured Vaughn as the owner of a rundown gymnast who gathers abandoned misfits for a dodgeball tournament and goes up against Jim Mogul, played by Stiller himself. In this sequel, according to sources, they will be forced to team up against an even bigger threat. And move over, Beyoncé. Gwyneth Paltrow has been named World's Most Beautiful Woman in 2013. People magazine revealed its title on Wednesday as part of its annual World's Most Beautiful issue, which will be hitting stands this Friday. Quite a different scenario for Paltrow last week when she was named Star Magazine's Most Hated Celebrity. The Iron Man actress admitted her shock to learning the news, saying she thought someone was playing a joke on her and had to reread her emails 3 times. Oh, Gwyneth. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Madeline Hammond, and have a great day.